now that you told me that you were the Historical Society's accountant from roughly sort of 1985 to 2009 sort of time period. One question, though, about something from the period of the early to mid-1980s. I was told that the Erie County Comptroller of the time... that's the name, yes. I'm sorry?
You got it right. He was quite a piece of work. In any case, he landed on a history museum, and I can't recall what that... because if you're not involved with it, but that's where some of the work comes from. Because they had to go out and they had to find some assistance to navigate whatever souls were provoked by at that point, the history museum hired from our firm one of our best partners to help cure that problem. I remember well. I had no part in this, and I can't tell you what the specifics were.
Well, this is a question I had. This is a document which is in public domain because it's from the Erie County Comptroller's Office. And it regards the very small investigation that she did into the Buffalo and Erie County Historical Society in the early 1980s. And because the board, of course this is the board of the early to mid-1980s, was completely stonewalling her office, for the first time in the history of the Erie County Comptroller's Office, they had to use their subpoena power. Because the lawyers and judges and bankers who were on the board were sort of like, we know what we're doing, dear, and we don't need you to tell us anything. And so for a year and...
It's different institution back then. It was a much more full board than it is today.
So for a year and a half, I'm told, she quietly tried to get the records, not cause a fuss and so on, and basically at some point the lawyers and bankers and judges and so forth said that, no, we know what we're doing, and I was stunned by this because I know that at that time the principal means of funding the Historical Society was the Erie County Comptroller's Office, are the ones who actually wrote the checks. And in the currency of 35 years ago, it was several hundred thousand dollars a year, which would be millions in today's money. And so she had to use her subpoena power, and then when she, and I read the document, because as I say, it's in public domain from the Erie County Comptroller's Office, I read the document that she wrote to Appleton Fryer, the president of the board at the time, and the report that she made to the Erie County Legislature. And when you look at this thing, even though it's polite, it would turn your internal fluids to ice. It was so clear that not only were monies not being handled properly and so forth, the collections were in a terrible state, they were not inventoried, there were things stacked on the floor as if you could just go up and pick it up. There was no security, there was no place where people had to do a mandatory coat check or anything, so basically you could ask for something precious, have it set up, wait for the archivist or the librarian to be terribly busy, and who knows what goes into somebody's shirt pocket or coat or something. Things were in a very terrible state, and the controllers, and there were two reports, one from the John and Mabel Ringling Museum in Sarasota, Florida, and one from the American Association for State and Local History, and these are referenced in Elfrieda Slominski's report these two reports you can find online, that the board refused to address either of these reports, which were damning. And the board refused to address, if we don't address the report, it never happened. Sort of like standing before a judge, and if you're not allowed to say the words, it never occurred. You know?
And of course it did happen, because I know those stories should be respected.
Right. And so, but as a result, although Appleton Fryer sent a letter back where he repeatedly promised in many places, we will address this, we will address that, we will take care of inventory, we will take take care of the conditions and, you know, the management of the collections and make sure they're properly stored. And none of it was done. None of it was done.
And it was not even full sampled them?
Correct. In the 80s and 90s, the money wasn't there. No one raised it. And as a result, throughout the 80s, throughout the 90s, and into the 2000s, that none of the things that were promised by Mr. Fryer to the county controller and the county legislature in the 1983-84-85, something like that, none of those things to do with the archive, none of those collections were inventoried, none of them were, you know, there was no change in the conditions of where they were stored. And to make matters worse, there was an incident where the history, well, that was the Historical Society then, rented storage space in a particular location. I can't remember what street it was, but they rented storage that was expensive storage. And things were being moved there in boxes with no inventory control, with just things written on them like rifles, wedding dresses, this, that, and the other. Kind of like John and Mabel are volunteers. We're going to throw this in the back of the station wagon and they'll take it over to the new place for us.
Well, right, that sort of thing, and then you keep the needs of what you're talking about.
Right, well, yeah. Right, and so finally, there was a report to the county legislature that, in fact, material that belonged to the museum that was actually an important part of the collection, and the trash were stacked together at a loading dock or a loading door or something with all of it ready to go to the curb. And there was an article about this in the newspaper. And of course, nobody knows how long that sort of thing went on for, because after all, if you were, God forbid, a corrupt volunteer, a corrupt staff member, or whatever, and you could manage to have precious... Sorry? And you could have precious things stacked with a mess that's the garbage ready to go to the curb. The moment someone takes that and sets it on the curb, legally anyone can come and take it. So it would mean that if you know that nobody's paying any attention to all of the trash that's going to the back door, that moving in new storage, there are going to be all sorts of boxes that are removed and so on, you could put fabulous precious things with the trash. And the moment they...
I appreciate that.
Right. And the moment that they got to the curb, it would be that you could have your accomplice come over with the station wagon and say, you know, take the three boxes with the blue X on them, you know? So that's what really concerned me, because when I didn't know about this, I didn't know who Miss Lominski was, I didn't know about this little investigation.
Let me put it that way.
Well, I was told that she paid very dearly for this, because the people on the board were very angry that they were being put in a bad light and so forth, and I'm sorry to say it, that some of them deserved it. That they knew that this was... But I just mean that when this report was made to the county legislature and Mr. Fryer addressed it, he didn't just say, we'll try to do this, we'll try to do this. He made all sorts of promises, this will be done. And through the 80s, through the 90s, and into the 2000s, it wasn't done. And and I was told that when finally some sort of inventory was done of the museum side of the collection, not the archives, but there was a small grant that was obtained, I don't remember the year, but it's late 80s, early 90s, something like that, in order to help assist in doing an inventory of the museum. And the inventory of the museum took 3.5 years, and at the beginning, the Historical Society said, well, we think we own about 30,000 items. Then the estimate became 40,000. Then the estimate was over 50,000. And when it was done, it came in at around 80,000. Which is wonderful in a sense that there are 80,000 items in the museum side of the collection, but what it also means is that the most informed curators and board members at the time that the inventory commenced had so little idea of what they owned. Yes. That if you think think that you've got a collection of 30,000 items and the number comes out at 80,000, the truth is you had absolutely no true idea of what you owned. And who is to say that there shouldn't have been 89,000 or 115,000? No, because if you could think your collection is 30,000 and it comes out at 20 to 30,000 and it comes out at 80,
no, you made your point.
Yeah. So when they estimated 45 years ago 1.25 million for the archives, the Lord only knows. But I remember seeing, I wanted to see if any inventory had been done in the archive, and even though this was several years after the Fominski report or investigation, whatever one would call it, there was a specific mention when this grant was given that it was only going to be done for the museum and no inventory of the archive would be taken. And this is now several years after Appleton Fire promises that there will be full inventory, we'll make sure the collections are protected. I mean, please understand, Mr. Cadet, I mean no offense to anyone.
No,
but this is appalling. Appalling. It's one thing for a small historical society where you have a director who gets a $2,500 a year honorarium and there are 9 very nice volunteers who keep the place alive. And they don't have the resources to do this, that, and the other. But the Buffalo Newry County Historical Society had a staff of over 30 people 45 years ago. It has
no longer do with it, the worst part of it.
Right, and there's a staff now around 16.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right, and so for this kind of thing to be going on in a large publicly funded institution that holds immensely important objects and books and papers and so forth, I mean, the more I found out, the more unbelievable it became. And
you really done this very deeply, haven't you?
Well, I've tried to be careful because I thought before I approached you, I really sort of had to have an idea. Are we talking about something where you need an archivist full-time for 3 or 4 years and it'll fix the problem? Or is it something truly immense? And everything I've been able to find out up to now...
It's immense.
Yes, and that...
No question about it. But I need to do a little bit thinking on this.
I would be so grateful...
I don't